Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, I feel pretty good right now. The rehab process starting to ramp up big time with what I'm able to do and kind of what the trainers and I have going right now. So I think from that standpoint, absolutely.
How difficult has this time away or not being able to play, how difficult has it been, especially as you've been feeling better? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that, I think that's, I mean, it's been one of the harder things I've ever had to deal with. I mean, I've had stints where I've been out for, you know, a week or two, week or two here or there, but be sidelined for a season and have to watch games has been one of the hardest things. And like you said, especially when you start to feel a lot better and you don't have any pain in that area, it's hard. It's definitely hard. It's been one of the hardest things I've had to do, but you definitely take something away from being out and watching other people play and missing the game. I mean, you really do. So that's something that I'll take in to my off-season training and kind of just a little something extra to keep me moving through it.
Brian, when you look around, obviously things are going to be a little different next year. It's not going to be the same locker room, but there's a lot of young talent, a good nucleus in this locker room. How bright is the future of this team from your perspective, what you can see?
Oh, I mean, I think it's the outlook is very good. Like I said, there's a lot of very talented football players on this roster, from the younger guys all the way up to the older guys. So I think the outlook's good. I mean, this is – I think this game, I mean, like I said, I didn't play in this game. I can't comment much about it, but I think it's just something to work for. I mean, you saw what happened, and I think everybody, that's going to motivate everybody, you know, going in the off season and getting ready to come back next year.